Today's daf is daf Samach. We will begin on daf Nuntas on the base, three lines from the bottom. We learned the Mishnah. Banabais Chodesh Vekanim Kelim Chadashim. If a person built a new house or acquired new clothing, he should make a bracha of Shachiyonu Vekimanu. Amar Afuna. So Afuna says, Lo Shana El She'en Lekiyotz Behen. This bracha is only made when he did not have these kind of articles previously. He had not previously inherited such clothing. If he already inherited such clothing, he does not need to make a bracha of Shachiyonu. Even if he already had inherited such clothing, he still has to make a bracha Shachiyonu, because as far as purchases are concerned, he had never purchased such clothing previously. The Gemara is medayik, mechlal, the kikana of a chaz v'kana, that if somebody bought clothing once, and then he bought another time the same type of clothing, the rehakel, everybody will agree, the enet tzarech levaruch, he does not have to make a bracha against Shachiyonu. Why? Since there was no newness involved, because he already had once purchased such clothing. That's one version of the machlokes. Yekud Amri, a different version of the machlokes of Rav Huna Rav Yochanan. Rav Huna, lo shana lo shleikana v'chaz v'kana. They only taught this law that someone should say Shachiyonu when he buys new clothing, only when he has not bought this kind of garment and bought it again. Aval kana v'chaz v'kana, ein etzarech levarach. If he bought it and then bought it again, he would not have to make Shachiyonu. But Rav Huna is going to hold that if somebody inherited clothing and then he bought that kind of clothing, Rav Huna will agree that he has to make a Shachiyonu. Rav Yochanan Amar, and Rav Yochanan will say, Afilo kana v'chaz v'kana, even if he bought and bought again, he should still say Tzarech Levarach, he should still say the Shachiyonu. Because every time he buys new clothing, he experiences a new newness, a new pleasure, and therefore he has to make the Shachiyonu. And Tosfos already mentions on the bottom of Nun Testament Beis that this is the way we paskin, that even if somebody once bought a type of garment and he buys it again, he should make a Shachiyonu every time. We'll talk more halacha later. According to the second version of the Machlokes, the Michlal, the Chiyesh Lavakana, we could derive that somebody already had this beged, this garment, through an inheritance, not through a purchase. The Rehakel Tzarech Levarach. Everybody will agree that he has to make a Shachiyonu under such circumstances. Meisvei. The Gemara asks a question on the second version of the Machlokes based on the following Braisa. The Braisa says, Bonabais Chodosh, if somebody built a new home, then like Kiyotzboy, and he never had such a thing, he had not previously inherited such a house, or Kanakalim Chadashim, he bought new garment, then like Kiyotzbehem, he never had such a garment previously, Tzarech Levarach, he has to say the Shachiyonu, Yesh like Kiyotzbehem, but if he already had inherited such a house or such clothing, ain't a Tzarech Levarach, he does not make the Shachiyonu. Divrei Remeya. That's Remeya Shitta. Rabbi Huda says, Benkach or Benkach Tzarech Levarach. Whether he already had inherited such items or not, since he did not buy it the first time, he has to say a Shachiyonu when he buys it now. Bishlam Alushnakana. Now, everything is fine according to the first version of the Machlokes of Huna and Rabbi Yochanan. We could connect the shitas, the positions of Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan, to the shitas that are mentioned in this braisa. Rav Huna k'Rameya. Rav Huna is going to hold like Rameya. Both Rav Huna and Rameya are going to hold that a Shachiyonu is not said when purchasing a garment if he already had inherited, only if this is the first time he gets this type of garment. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Huda are both going to say that a Shachiyonu said even if he had previously inherited such a baggid. But if he buys it once, everybody will agree that the second time you don't make a shechiyanu when you buy it. Elish nebasser, but according to the second version of the machlokes, bishlam Rav Huna Rabbi Huda. Rav Huna will work with Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Huna says that no brach is made if you already bought it, and that's what Rabbi Huda said. But if you inherited, you would make a brach. Rav Huna would say, as Rabbi Huda would hold. Rabbi Yochanan Gadam Kaman, who will Rabbi Yochanan agree with? La Remeya, La Rabbi Huda. He won't work not with Rabbi Huda, not with Remeya, because according to Remeya, you don't make a bracha even if you had inherited it. And even according to Rabbi Huda, if you bought it once, you don't make another bracha. And Rabbi Yochanan in the second version holds that even if you bought it once, you make a bracha the second time. Answers the Gemara. Amlach Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan will tell you, who adin Rabbi Huda, kana v'chaz v'kana, nami tzarech v'arach. Really, Rabbi Huda holds that if he bought something and then he bought it again, he does have to say the Shechiyanu. Why was in the Brisa did they discuss a case only when they inherited and then they bought it? And that's where they're talking. Why aren't we telling, why don't we discuss a case where he bought it a second time? The they want to teach us how far Rameya says not to make the Shechiyanu. The Phil Kona, even when he bought a new item, and he only had it previously from inheritance, not from a purchase, still ain't tzarech levarach, he doesn't have to make a brach shechiyanu. The kolshkein, certainly, kana v'chaz v'kana, that if he bought it once and then bought it again, the ain't tzarech levarach, Ramei will certainly hold that you don't have to make a bracha. Ask the Gemara, why did we choose to point out the machlokes in the case of inheriting and then buying the little good corner because of the corner? Why don't we say that they argue in a case where they bought and then they bought again, and the Ein Tzarech Levarach that Ramei will hold that he does not have to make a bracha, and Rabbi Yehuda will say that he does have to make a bracha, and with the Yachar Kach Rabbi Yehuda to tell us how far Rabbi Yehuda requires to make a bracha, that even if you buy it twice, the second time you have to make a Shechiyanu? Answers the Gemara, Kaich da Teira Adifalei. The Braisa prefers to teach us the case, a permissive ruling, in to teach us Rav Meir's ruling that a Shechiyanu is not required, even in a case if somebody only inherited it and not bought it. Now, Rashi Masechta Bei explains what is the reasoning behind Kaich da Teira. So Rashi says that in order to rule leniently, somebody has to be certain of his position. But in order to rule stringently, somebody does have to be convinced of his position. If he's in doubt, he just tells us to go l'chumra. Rabbi Kiv Eger, on the Amid here, quotes the Eliyahu Rabbah with a question. He says like this, saying a bracha when you're not supposed to say the bracha is a shail of a bracha of a tola. So, and that's why whenever we have a suffix, if we should say a bracha, we don't say the bracha. So how come in this case, Rameya's view that somebody should say the bracha unless situations is considered the heter, that's not considered the heter. Rabbi Yehuda is the one that's saying the chiddush. Rabbi Yehuda is going out on a limb and saying that even though I have a suffix, I should make the bracha. So if the pshat in Kayach Dateira is that we always say something which took more courage to say, Rabbi Yehuda is the one that took more courage to say. That's Rabbi Kivega's question. Answers the Tzlach, that in this case, this type of bracha is not the same as all other brachas. Enoch Nami, true, by all brachas we say, Safa brachas lahakul, on a daf you don't say a bracha. Here we're talking about a bracha of Shechiyanu. A bracha of Shechiyanu comes from Simcha. Simcha, a person says a Shechiyanu anytime he enjoys Simcha. So the Yehuda taking a position that somebody should say a Shechiyanu is not going out on a limb, and therefore Ramei is saying not to say the Shechiyanu is the one that said the bigger Chiddush, and that's why the Braisa quoted his position, not Rabbi Yehuda's position. And this is very interesting, because the Shaila, if somebody should make a bracha, a Shechiyanu, when he buys new clothing, is really very much dependent, is it taka simcha to the person? Is the person truly feel that he merited to this wonderful occasion of buying something new. And based on that, that's when he makes the shachiyanu. And that's why it also depends on the clothing. Some people will make a shachiyanu on a shirt, because to him a shirt is a big simcha. Some people will make a shachiyanu only on a suit, and some people will make it on different items based on their simcha. And that's why the Pesukim say that if somebody was looking for a sefer for a long time, and he was zoicha to get that sefer, even though it's not an article that he wears, he makes a shachiyanu. Also, the halach is, in terms of a house, if a person moves into a new house, he should make a toiv ameitiv if he's moving there with his family. Because as we learned yesterday, a toiv ameitiv is always made when somebody has simcha. I saw interesting shaila from Rav Zilberstein. What is the halacha if somebody bought a new suit? So first of all, the halacha is if somebody buys a new suit and it still requires alterations, he doesn't make the shachiyanu when he buys it. He makes the shachiyanu when he puts it on. But let's say somebody bought a new suit and he made a shachiyanu, either because it didn't require alterations or when he put it on, and then he realized that it was defected and he returned it to the store for a new one. Does he make a shachiyanu when he puts on the second suit? And the halacha is that he doesn't, because it works with our svara. Shachiyanu is because of the simcha. Here he already had the simcha. The second suit is not a new simcha, and therefore there is no requirement on the second suit. One more halacha, the minig also is on a new garment to make the bracha of malbish arumim. And that's why, again, it depends on the simcha, and the minig is that the day a person puts on a new garment, when he says the brichas shachar, which we'll talk about in the Amud Beis, he says malbish arumim, he should have in mind the new clothing he's going to wear that day. The Mishnah said, Mevarach al ra, somebody should make a blessing, a dina emes, on a bed, even if it has a favorable, even could be good. Answers the Gemara, what's an example of this? Hechidami, what is such an example? Kigon shaka bitka ba'ara. There's a flood that swept through his land. Avgav the toiv hilu today, even though this is eventually favorable for him, because his damaska ara shut meshivcha, because the land will accumulate sediment and thereby improve. However, hashtamirahi, now it's a misfortune and you make a dayan emes. Similarly, the Mishnah says about a toiva. Someone should say on a toiva of a bracha of a toiva meitiv or shachiyanu, even though it could be bad. Hey, Chidam, what's an example? Kigoyin ashtuch metziah. Somebody found a lost item. Avgav the royal of the day, even though it has a potential to be bad, the chisham be malka, if the king will hear about it, shakim leimene, they could take it away from him. Hashtami atavihi, you have it now, it's a favorable occurrence, and he makes the bracha. The Mishnah says, Haisa ishtamu beris, if somebody's wife is pregnant for Amman, he says, Yerotzen shetelid ishti zachar, halvai that my wife should have a baby boy, harezes trilashav. It's considered a prayer in vain. Ask the Gemara of Loi Mahani Rachmi, does tefillah not help? Master of Yosef, the Pasuk says, when Leah had her daughter, she called of Yacha Yaldabas, the Tikr Shema Dina. So the Gemara says, after. Mai Va'acha, what does after mean? Amarab, Lach Shadona Leah Din Ba'atzma. After Leah thought about herself, she made a judgment about herself, Amra. Shnei Master Shvatim Asin Lotz Miyakov. We all know that Yaakov would have 12 tribes. Shitzi Yatzmemenin. I already had 6 sons. Vavim and Ashvachas. The 2 Shvachas already each had 2 sons. That's 10. Hareya Sarah. Imzeh Zachar. If this will be a boy, my sister Rachel won't even be like one of the maidservants, because she'll only end up having maximum 1 son. Yad Nepchalabas. Immediately, this fetus who was in Leah's womb turned into a daughter. Shenema v'tikrish madina, and then she called her Dina. It means after she made this decision, she called her Dina because she realized that this could harm her sister. Answers the Gemara, Emeskim Eisenisim. We don't bring proof from an open miracle. And Vibai Seima, another Teretz, Masa Deleya, the story with Leah was during the first 40 days of a pregnancy. During this period, the gender of the child is not yet determined. Kritanya, as we learned in a Braisa. Shloish yama rishonim, the first 3 days after the husband and wife have relations, yivakish adam rachman shloish riach, a person should daven that his seed should not spoil, that the seed should turn into an embryo. B'shloshavad aboim, from 3 days until 40 days, yivakish rachman shloish, he should daven that it should develop into a boy. Aboim yom ha'shloish chadashim, from 40 days until 3 months, yivakish rachman shloish sandal, he should daven that it shouldn't turn into a sandal. Because, as the Gemara Masechta Nida explains, if the wife conceives a second time during that 3 months, the second child formed could potentially crush the first child. From 3 to 6 months, but the child should not be stillborn. That the child should come out safe. Ask the Gemara, Umi Mahani Rachman, does davening help in determining what gender the child should be? V'amar Yitzhak Bereder of Ami, Ish Mizriya Tchila, if the man emits seed first, he lets the keva, the child will be a female. Ish Mizriya Tchila, if the woman emits seed first, he lets the zacher, it'll be a boy. Shnama Ish Kisazriya, if the woman will emit seed, the yalda zacher, it'll be a boy. So, what's the point of davening? Answer to Gemara, when both of the man and woman emitted the seed at the same time, so there we can't be sure what it will be, and at that point tefillah will help. Moshe Feinstein, the Igros Moshe, says that a tefillah that cannot be accepted lamala is not considered a tefillah. And he compares it to the situation of somebody who davened in a place where it was tzoya, the Gemara that we learned in the beginning of the Masechta. That even though he davened, but since according to halacha, that tefillah is unacceptable, so the tefillah is not considered a tefillah and he has to repeat his tefillah. Similarly here, a pi halacha, that's not considered a tefillah. The interesting shaila is, the halacha is, that if somebody forgot on Chanukah Purim al Nisim during Birchas HaMazon, the halacha is he should say at the end of benching Harachman Shasal on Nisim, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't for us Nisim, but Yom Mahim, those days should do Nisim for us now again. But the question is that we just learned that you're not supposed to daven for a Nis. So the Mefarshim explained that there we're talking about a Tzibur. A Tzibur is different. Here, an individual is not supposed to daven for a nes, but a tzibur nay. Continues the Gemara. Hai Rabbi Darach. A son was coming on the road and he heard screaming in the city, and he says, "Yirotzin, that this is not from my house." That's considered tefillah shof. Tana Rabbanan. So Gemara quotes a brayso. Ma'aseh b'Hillel HaZaken. So the story with Hillel HaZaken. Shahari b'dar b'derech. He was on the road. B'shama called Svach b'ir. And he heard crying in the city. Amar muftach anish is ein zebetach b'esi. I'm sure it's not in my house. V'olav kasev aymer. The pasuk says regarding such a person. Mishmur ro la'yira. From bad news he's not worried. Nochen liba b'tuch shem. His heart is firm, confident in Hashem. Amar rava. No matter how you learn this pasuk, Mereshul, Sefer Midrash, you could explain it from the beginning to end, and Sefer Midrash, you could explain it from the end to the beginning. Mereshul, Sefer Midrash, you could explain it from the beginning to end. Mishmur Ra La Yira, the person is not worried about bad news. Ma Tam, why? Because Niachan Liba B'Tuch B'Hashem, because he's a person who's confident in Hashem. Or Maseifa Leish Midrash, it could be explained from the end to the beginning. Noch Liba B'Tuch B'Hashem, the person is confident in Hashem. Now, such a person, Mishmur La Yira, he doesn't have to worry about bad. So Mefarshim explained not to say that people who have a Muna, nothing bad can happen to, but rather such a person accepts that whatever Hashem does for him, that is what's good. There's no bad because whatever Hashem does for him is good. There was a Talmud that was walking behind Rishma Bar Yosi in the marketplace of Tzion. Chazi to come a fakid. Rabbi Shmuel saw that this student was nervous. Amalei chataat, you are a sinner. Deksiv pochadu b'tzion chaitim, sinners were afraid in Tzion. Amalei b'ksiv, so the Talmud asked him, doesn't it say in the pasuk Ashi Adam b'fachi tamid, it's praiseworthy to constantly be in fear. Amalei, so he answered him, Hahu b'divrei Torah. So that regarding Torah, Rashi explains he's always worried that he's going to forget his Torah. That's praiseworthy, that a person always is worried about his learning. But to be worried about Mila de Alma is inappropriate. Yehuda ben Nosan k'shok v'oz b'asrei Rav Amnuna. Isnach. So Yehuda ben Nosan saw it. Amalei yisurim b'ayahu gavel asuya nafshi. This person wants to bring suffering on himself. The k'siv, pachad pachadati, I was in fear, v'yosani, and I groaned, v'ashiyugarti, what I was worried about, yovel, he came to me. So this is what happens when you groan. So the Talmud asked him, "V'ksiv asher adam fachei tamid." It's you're supposed to always be fearful. He'll answer him, like we explained, "How about the retire ksiv?" That's regarding the retire. Hanichtes lekrak, and one enters a dangerous city. So the Tanakhama said it should say two tefillas, and Ben Azai said it should say four, twice when he comes in and twice when he leaves. Tanrabon. Bechnesas nayomer. When he enters, what does he say? He says, "Yotzel fenech Hashem lekai." It should be your will that I should come into the city safely. Once he enters, he should say, I thank you, Hashem, that you brought me in safely. When he wants to leave, you should take me out safely. Yotza, when he already leaves, that you took me out in peace. Just like you took me out in peace, you should take leave me to peace and uphold me in peace with Sasidain Lishalom, and all my footsteps should be in peace. You should save me from every foe and ambush that's on the way. We are annoyed to say this because of the qualification that the Gemara just says. Amar fascinating. This was only said in a city where they do not judge first and then execute. They just shoot and then ask. So there it's a dangerous place and we don't say the bracha. But in a city where they judge and then execute, you don't have to say the tefillah. Ikadami Amar Masna, a fill of a krach. But even as they were the first judge before they execute, sometimes you won't find a person, the Yalvez Chusa, you can't find a lawyer who will argue on his innocence. The reason we don't say this tefillah is because we rely on tefillah haderech. Continues the Gemara. Tan Rabbanan, Hanichnas Lebeis HaMerchitz, one who enters a public bathhouse, and their bathhouses were different than ours. The floor of the bathhouse were built over a large pit, and the water flowed into this pit, and if that floor gave way, Chas v'Shalom could be very dangerous. Our bathhouses aren't built that way, and that's why we don't say the bracha. But what was the tefillah? What was the tefillah? They said, Yerotzu fenech Hashem l'kai, shetetzleinim mizem k'yotzbay. It should be your will that you should save me from this danger and anything like it. V'ayid beri dovek kol kol v'oven. Nothing bad or sin should happen to me. V'ayid beri dovek kol v'oven. Vim yer beri dovek kol kol v'oven. If something like this does happen to me, tei misosu kapar l'kol v'oven. May my death be an atonement for my sins. Amar b'ayla le'mish enochi. A person should not say this last part. The loyliftach pumila sutton. He should not give certain an opening. By saying such a thing, the sutton may start up in him. A person should never give sutton an opening for him. Where do we find this in the pasuk? The ksiv. The pasuk says, "Kamak stoim hayinu." We were been like stoim, lamora the meaning, we resemble the moira. My hadalai novi, what does the novi say? Shema devar Hashem, listen the words of Hashem, ktsine sedoim. So the person who compared himself to stoim, actually at the end, was considered like stoim. Kanofik, when somebody leaves a bathhouse, my oimer, moidan lefnach Hashem, I thank you Hashem, shet sotani me'or, that you saved me from fire. Rabavur al beibani, Rabavur entered the bathhouse, ifchis beibani metusei, and the floor under him gave way. A miracle occurred. Kamal Muda, he was left standing on a pillar. And Shazav Mei Bechad Gavri Bechad Evri. He was able to save 101 people with one limb. That means he formed a human chain that everybody, one person held him, and the next person held the next person, and that's how 101 people got saved. Amar Hayad Rav Acha, this was the danger of Acha referred to. Continue the Gemara. Hanichnas Lahekas Dam, if somebody goes to have give blood, that was the way they had refuah in those days. He says, Yuratzu Fnach Hashem Lakai, Sheisek Zili Lerefuah, it may be your will Hashem that this therapy should serve for me as a remedy. You are a faithful healer of foskamas. It's not the place of people to seek medical treatment. El Shinagu, that's what they have become accustomed to. A person should not say this. The Tanur Rabbi of Shmo, Vurapi Yurape, the Torah says he should provide healing. The authority was given to physician to give refuah. And the Mishnah Berurah Taka Paskins that before a person going under a medical procedure or taking a medicines, he should say, even though we said we don't make necessarily Birchas Nenem, he should say this tefillah. Also, the Mepharshim say, V'rape, Yurape. Why did the Torah say the word V'rape twice? To teach us that you go for a second opinion. V'rape, go to the first actor, and if you feel necessary, Yurape. The Ramban says on this pasuk of V'rape, Yurape, that a person should, that it's only Mekansh Nitin Rishus, L'roi Filarapis. It's only that a doctor is given permission to heal, but it's not necessarily, it's a special permission granted, but perhaps a patient should restrain himself and rely on the Torah. But the Ramban, Rashi disagrees, and even the Ramban says that this standard is only for tzaddikim in a perfect world. And we should certainly go to the doctors. Kikoi, after the person receives treatment, medical treatment, my Omer, Omer Avacha, Baruch Refechainim, blessed are you Hashem, the free heal. Hanichnas L'beisa Kisei Omer, somebody goes into the bathroom, he says, Hiskabdu M'kabodim, the noble ones, the Malachim, should be honored, Kedoshim Mishas Elyon, servants of Hashem, Tanu Kavod L'Kel Yisrael, give honor to Hashem, happy many, loosen yourself from me, Lachakonis Esritzoni, until I go in and do what I have to do, Vavalechem, then I will return to you. Amar Abaya, so Abaya says, Lo Leim Enish Hachi, a person should not say this, Dilma Shafkele Vazli, if he asks them to leave, they may leave permanently. Elalema, Shemruni, Shemruni, guard me, Izruni, help me. Samchuni, assist me. Samchuni, Samchuni, Imtunili, Imtunili, wait for me. Acha, Kanis, Eitzei, until I go in and go out. Shetain, Gakun, Shonei, Adam. That's the way people act. The Mishnah Berurah says that we're knowing not to say this. And the reason is, because the Avudram says that this formula is only said by people who are certain that they have Malachim with them all the time. We can't be sure of that, so that's why we don't say this bracha. Also, there is a minhag that people don't say Baruch Shalom Aleichem, the last stanza of Tzeisch Moshalom, of telling the Malachim to go out, because just like Abai said here, that you should not tell the Malachim to leave you when you go into the bathroom. When somebody leaves the bathroom, he says, when he says, Baruch HaShiyotza HaSadam HaChachma, thank Hashem who fashioned the person with great wisdom, or Barba in the Kovim, he created with him openings, Chalulim, Chalulim, cavities, Gol Vidul Fnei Chisuch Redecha, it's known to you Hashem, Shemi Peseach, Echemehem, if one of the ones that was supposed to be closed would open, or Yisashim Echemehem, or one of the ones that was supposed to be open, we close. Yes, Shalom Lufanecha, we cannot stand for one moment. My chasm, what is the ending of the brach? Amar Rav, Roifei Choylem. Hashem who heals the sick. Amar Shmuel, Kashvina Abba Lukulam Ktsiri. Rav makes everybody into a sick person by saying everybody's Roifei Choylem. El Roifei Kabasa, what you should say is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu heals all flesh. He acts wondrously. What is the wonder? The wonder is that normally if you have a flask that has in it holes, everything in it would escape. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us with holes and openings, and yet we survive. Others say Mafli Lasois, the wondrous is that the guf, which is the gashmius, and the neshama, which is the soul, remain connected. And the proof that they're connected is because if somebody won't eat for a couple of days, which is a gashmistic aspect, his neshama will go away. All right, Papa, Hilchos Navinah Tovah, we say both, Roifei Kabasar or Mafli Lasois. It's interesting that here we say Roifei Kabasar. When we say the bracha of Rufu and Shemini Esrei, we say Roifei Chayli Ama Yisrael. We mention Yisrael. So the Mefarshim explained, going to the bathroom refers to something that everybody does, not just Yisrael. So that's why we say Refik Kobos on Maflu Asais. However, the bracha of Rufeinu, as we learned, is the eighth bracha, because it refers to Mila, which was given on the eighth day. Mila was only given to Klal Yisrael. That's why we say over there in the eighth bracha, Refik Chayle Amo Yisrael. Hanichnas Lishan Amitasai, if somebody goes to sleep, Oimer, Mishma Yisrael Advarim Shema, you should say the first two paragraphs of Krishma, V'Oimer, and then you should say the bracha. Baruch HaMapel Chav L'Shen Al Einai, Hashem, I thank Hashem who brings the bands of sleep in my eye, Usnu Mafapoi, and slumber on my eyelids, Omei L'Ishem Basayin, and he illuminates the pupil of the eye. Rotzof Nach Hashem Elokai, Shetashkiveni L'Sholem, Hashem should lay me down to sleep in peace, B'Sein Chalkeinu B'Sar Secha, and you should give me a share in the Torah. So the Tzlach asks, if we're going to sleep, we're not going to learn. So why do we say V'Sein Chalkeinu B'Sar Secha? So he answers that the reason we're going, the person is saying, you know why I'm going to sleep? I'm going to sleep so I should be rested, so in order that the next day I should be able to learn properly. The Gra says, he said V'Sein Chalkeinu B'Sar Secha because a person when he sleeps and he goes to Shemayim, the Galilei Rosei Torah, they tell him wonderful secrets of the Torah. Tagelein da mitzvah, and accustom me to do your mitzvahs. Val tagelein da avera, do not let me submit to doing averas. Val tagelein da techeit, don't bring me to sin, v'lo dey oven, v'lo error, v'lo dey nesayin to any challenge, v'lo dey bezayin to any embarrassment. V'yishlo be yetzatayv, let the yetzatayv dominate me. Should not be dominated by the Yetzirah. You should save me from any bad mishaps, from terrible diseases. I should not be confounded with bad dreams, bad thoughts. Or my children should be perfect. You should illuminate my eyes. Penisha mavas in case chas v'sholem, I die in sleep. Baruch atah Hashem, hamel olam kula b'chvayda. I thank Hashem who illuminates the whole world with His glory. It's interesting that Taisus said earlier in this Masechta that the reason we don't make a bracha when we go to sleep in a sukkah is because we're not sure that we're going to fall asleep, and then it would be a bracha latala. Asked Eliyahu Rabba, so how can we make a Berachas HaMapel? Maybe we won't be able to fall asleep. So he answers that the Berachas HaMapel was not made on my particular sleep. It's going on the nature of the world, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, that there is sleep in the world. But even if I don't necessarily fall asleep, I could still say Berachas HaMapel. Kimsar, when a person wakes up, he says, Elokai Neshem Yishatabi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Neshem gave me Tahira. Ati Yitzatabi, you fashion it within me, after the fact of me, you breathe it into me, after Mashabak, you watch it over me. But also little and many, you will take it away when a person leaves the world. But you're going to return it to me by Tchias Amesim. Called Mashan Hashem Vakibi, as long as the soul is within me, Moida Anil Fanecha, I thank you Hashem, Alakai Velkai Vasai, Rebun Kalalalami, Master of the world, Adun Kalashamas, Barakat Hashem, Maxim Hashemas of Karamesim, I thank you Hashem who returns soul to bodies. The Paiskim all point out that usually a bracha, especially such a long bracha, should begin with the word Baruch Atah Hashem. But since this bracha that we just mentioned does not start start with those words. That's why the minig is that we should say it immediately after the bracha shiyotzar, which we say in the morning, the berachas shachar, and this will be connected to that. This will be connected, become a bracha smuch l'chavrta to the bracha of Asher Yotzar, and we learned halach is that on a bracha smuch l'chavrta, we do not start the second bracha with a baruch. The Gemara now will present a number of brachas that are said in the morning. Now, the way the Gemara presents it is that they should be said all in as the occasion arises. Our minig is that we make the brachas in one order in shul. The Rosh brings down two reasons for this. One is because our hands aren't necessarily washed and clean and able to be said a bracha with when each one of these occasions come up, or because there were people that did not know how to make the bracha, and therefore they were misakin that the bracha should be said in shul, and if somebody didn't know how to make the bracha, they could hear it from somebody who does know how to bracha. So, Kishama Kal Tanagol, when somebody hears the rooster crow in the morning, he should say, Baruch Shnosh Masech Revina, because blessed is Hashem who gave the rooster the understanding, Lach Ben Yom V'Laila, who could tell the difference between day and night. Kipasach Eina, when somebody opens up his eyes, Leim should say, Baruch Bekeich Ivrim, somebody gives sight to blind people. Kitaritz for Yosef, when he straightens up and sits, he should say, Baruch Matasam Surim, he releases us from our bounds. Kilavish, when he gets dressed, he should say, Baruch Malbash Arumim, somebody who dresses the naked. Kizakev, when he stands up, Leim Baruch Zayke Kfufim, he strengthens the bent. Kinachas L'Ara, when he stands on the floor, he says, Baruch Reika Aris Lamayim, he puts out the earth on the water. Kimazgi, when he starts to walk, Leim Baruch HaMechem Tzadi Gover, he firms man's footsteps. Kisayim Sane, when he puts on his shoes, Leim Baruch Shosli Kotzarki, he should say, I thank for Hashem for doing all my needs. And Rashi explains, because shoes are the most important begad a person has, and that's why a person should sell everything he has just to buy a pair of shoes. Asim Hemne, when he fastens his belt, Leim should say Baruch Ozi Sebagvura, who girds Israel with might. Kipar Sudral Reishay, when he puts a cloth on his head, he should say Baruch Ozi Yisrael B'Sfara, he crowns Yisrael with splendor. Kimat B'Tzitzis, Leim, when he puts on Tzitzis, he should say Baruch Shekshem Tzitzis Funnelus Ate B'Tzitzis. This Baruch Lasatis B'Tzitzis is only said on a talus girdle. So, a person who not yet wearing a talus makes a bracha of al mitzvah tzitzis, and he makes it when he puts on the tzitzis. A person who's going to put on a talus when he comes to shul to daven does not make a bracha when he puts on the tzitzis in talus cotton when he puts it on in the morning. He should rather wait to make the bracha of the sati tzitzis in shul. Kimanak tefillah adari, when he puts it on his hands, he should say bracha shekshanam tzitzis funal mitzvah tefillin. Areishai, on his head, leima, bracha shekshanam tzitzis funal mitzvah tefillin. According to Rashi, we only make the bracha of laniach tefillin, and the only time we make the bracha of a mitzvah tefillin is if somebody spoke between the tefillin shel yad and the tefillin shel rosh. However, Tosfos says that the bracha should be said under all circumstances. That's why the minhag is that we do make the bracha of a mitzvah tefillin on the tefillin shel rosh, even if we did not speak between the tefillin shel yad and the tefillin shel rosh. However, the minhag is that we say it low, and we also say Baruch Shem Kvei Machus Olayim Avod immediately after it, in case there was no need to say the bracha. Kimosh Yedei, when he washes his hands, he said Baruch Shem Kishanam Tzatzit Tzvan Atil Sidayim. And this bracha should be said under all circumstances. A person has to wash his hands no matter what in the morning. Machlok is showing him why. Some Rishonim say because it's inevitable that while he slept, he might have touched a part in his body that he is not supposed to. He's supposed to wash his hand before davening, if he touched that part of the body. Others say because every morning we're created as a new human being, like we say, L'kai Neshama Satabi, and for that we make a new bracha. It's interesting that even though we just explained that the importance of wearing shoes, and for shoes we have a special bracha, a baruch she'asali katsarki. Still, we do not say tischadesh when you put on new shoes, because since putting on leather shoes involved killing an animal, killing a live thing, so we do not say tischadesh in such a thing. Kimoshi ape, when somebody washes his face, leim baruch hamav achevli shenim me'inai, we thank Hashem, took off the band of sleep from my eyes, usnum me'afapoi, and slumber from my earlids. And we continue with a tefillah. Rotof nacha Hashem l'kai, shetagilein b'sar asecha, maybe you will, and I should become accustomed to learning Torah, v'davkeim mitzvah secha, and I should become attached to your mitzvahs, v'al tevein v'leidei chayt, v'leidei ovim, v'leidei nebzoyim, v'leidei bezoyim. V'choyf et tzitzri, v'shtabalach, you should compel my yetzahara to serve, to become subservient to you, v'chakenim v'odim ra mechavara, you should distance me from bad people and bad friends, v'davkeim, and I should become attached, v'yetzatoiv, with the yes type of chavata by lamecha, sna yom choya and give me today and every day lachen al ches rachmim peinecho ve'ena kara'ein segwein chasan tovim, you should do kindness to me. Baruch atah Hashem hagoymil hachasodin tovim l'amo Yisrael. Chayiv adam levarich. We learned in the Mishnah chayiv adam levarich l'arok Hashem shavarach l'tov. A person has to make a bracha, thank Hashem for the bad, just like he does for the good. So, Rabbanim and Peshischa asks, why does it say kishen? He should have said kimoy. So the answer is like this. He says that if you find a person who's wealthy and healthy and has wonderful children, you ask him how things are going. So besides that they'll tell you things are going fine, he'll also say it in a happy voice. When you meet a person who's because unfortunately suffering misfortune, not only will he say things aren't going so great, but he'll also not say it in a poor tone. So he says, kishen, with the same tone a person says about what happened to him good, he says it with simcha, with happiness. That's the same way a person should talk about anything Hashem puts in our way. And that's the Gemara. What does the Mishnah mean that you have to make a bracha for Hashem on the bad just like on the good? Does the Mishnah mean that just like when good happens, you have to make a bracha atayva meitiv? That on bad, you say also atayva meitiv. That can't be pshat, because but now we learned in our Mishnah, al b'suras toivus oim atayva meitiv. On good news, you say atayva meitiv, but al b'suras rois, you say baruch dayana emes. On merava, like this is what the Mishnah means, b'kabluni b'simcha, a person should accept even bad things with simcha, just like he accepts good things with simcha. Amrav ach mishan rabbi levi. My craw, where do we see this in the Pasuk? Because the Pasuk says, chesed of mishpat ashir l'cha, when this kindness and justice I sing, as a mayor I will sing praise. And the Pasuk means, chesed ashira, whether of this kindness I sing, the mishpat of this judgment ashira. Ashmu v'neich meina amahocha. Ba'ashem ahal davar, balakim ahal davar. Ba'ashem is the midas harachmim, balakim is the midas adin. Ba'ashem ahal davar, I praise Hashem when it's midas harachmim, zu midas tov, when things are going good. Balakim ahal davar, zu midas pranis, even when it's challenging times, I praise Hashem. Tachum amahocha, koish yeshuas Hashem, yeshuas esra. I raise the cup of salvation, Hashem Hashem Ekron, and call out Hashem's name, Tzor v'yagin emtzor, and even if the distress and grief, or Hashem Hashem Ekron, I call out Hashem's name. Rabbanu Amar Mahacha, this is the proof, Hashem Nosan, Hashem Lokach, whether Hashem gives or whether Hashem takes, Yishem Hashem Avar, Hashem should always be blessed. Arav Hunam Aram Hashem Rameya, the Chayin Tanam Hashemayah Rabbi Kiva, Lo'olam Yei Adam Rogaloyim, a person should always be accustomed to say, Kol Davar Rachman L'Tav Avid, whatever Hashem does, he does for the best. Rekiva was once traveling on the road. Matahli Basi came to a certain city. Boishbazi, he wanted a place to stay. Loyavli, they did not want to give him a place to stay. Amma called Amar Rachmanotav. Whatever Hashem does is for the best, so be it. Ozla Basi Debra, he went and he slept in the field. Fahavi Badei, he had along with him Tanagoyla, a rooster, Bechamra, a donkey, Vishagar, and a lamp. Also Zika, a wind came, Kavila Shagrin, blew out the lamp. Also Shunra, a cat came, Achlil Tanagoyla, and ate up the rooster. Also Ayah, a lion came, Achlil Chamer, and ate up the donkey. Amar, and again, Mekibah said, Komad the Av Rachman Otav. Whatever Hashem does is for the best. Bei Belayla, that night, Osagayusa, army came, Shavi Lamasa, and captured the city. Amu, so Rabbi Kiva said to them, Lav Army Luchu, didn't I tell you, Komash Asa Kadosh Baruch Hu, whatever Hashem Kadosh Baruch Hu does, Hakla Toiva, everything's for the best, because if I would have slept in the city, then when the entire city was captured, I would have also been captured. And even if I wasn't sleeping in the city, but I was sleeping outside, if they would have seen the light, or they would have heard noise from the rooster or from the donkey, they would have also captured me. But now, since it was dark and quiet, they didn't notice me, and I was saved.